Welcome to our CertSecurity.com podcast on the top 5 security policies for Android. I'm Lisa Pfeiffer, owner of Core Competence Inc., a consulting firm focused on business use of emerging internet technology. Over the years, I've advised my clients about mobile security risks, policies, and solutions. For many companies, Android remains a challenging chameleon, with dozens of OEM variants running on hundreds of hardware platforms. My advice? Don't get bogged down in the detail. There's a better way to tame Android. Let's identify 5 broadly applicable security policies that any organization can implement to neutralize today's biggest Android threats. Number 1. Shrink the threat landscape. Allowing Android in the enterprise needn't mean permitting every single device running any flavor of Android. Establish minimum acceptance criteria. Disallow business use of non-Google experience devices or devices running any Android operating system older than Android 4.3. This step alone will greatly reduce not only your rate of Android malware infection, but also your exposure to unpatched security bugs and deviations in Android security features and device administration settings. As an added bonus, your help desk won't be pestered with complaints from buggy, oddball Android device users. 2. Establish baseline policies. Sure, device administration can take you down into the weeds, fast. But instituting just a few well-chosen policies can address top enterprise threats with relatively little effort. First, insist on at least a PIN and full device encryption. Something is better than nothing when that device gets lost, stolen, or resold. For good measure, require remote wipe be enabled. Even if you don't initiate remote wipe from the company, users will be happy that they have this option. Consider these non-negotiable table stakes and enforce these policies remotely. 3. Containerize. Don't assume that Android platform security is sufficient. Take responsibility for securing your own business apps and data by using a containerized solution, be that a self-authenticating encrypting application, an encrypted data container, or, with Android 5, the built-in Android for Work option. With a container, should any device be lost, PIN be guessed, etc., you're insulated from data breach. 4. Reduce your application risk. If you have a boatload of enterprise apps, by all means, invest in a mobile application management solution. But if not, don't ignore the risks associated with potentially harmful applications. First, disable sideloading. Enable App Verify, and as well as SE Linux Enforcement. All of these you will find as part of Android 5 and the current ecosystem. For the most part, these safety net measures will run quietly in the background. But teach your users to pay attention to any notifications when they do appear. It is all too easy for users to ignore these messages and get themselves in trouble. Changing this is a changing culture. Finally, 5. Keep your devices and your applications up to date. Yes, you've heard this before for desktops and laptops. Ensure you're somewhat limited by each wireless carrier's speed to patch, but that doesn't let you off the hook. Allow applications to auto-update wherever possible, and educate users about why updates are important. Keep tabs on your Android population and the latest update for at least the most popular devices and applications used by your workforce. Not only will your workers be less vulnerable to attack and malware, but their devices will probably be less buggy too, and that's a win-win for all. That's our top 5 security policies for Android. To learn more about these and other Android security capabilities and the policies that you can use to control them, visit our mobile security school at www.certsecurity.com.